Okay, today we're going to do Brachos Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. We left off, though, all the way back by the Mishnah in Chav Vav Amid Aleph, the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. So says the Mishnah, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Dalet Shos. There's a machlokas what the latest time to daven Shachris is. Tanakama says you can say Shachris up until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have 4 hours into the day. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, you could say Mincha until the evening, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that also, says you only have until Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the evening, before Shkia. Now in Kordeshos Mania. So both with regard to Shachris and with regard to Mincha, there is a machlokas what the latest time to daven is. Tfilas ha'erev ein la keva. But when it comes to Mariv, everyone agrees you could say Mariv all night. V'shal musafim kala yom. And then there's a possible girsa over here that in addition to the Tanakamas sheet of Shal musafim kala yom, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad zayin sha'os. Rabbi Yehuda says you have only until 7 hours of the day to daven musaf. So frak the Gemara uraminhu, I'll ask you stira, that is it really true that you have until 4 hours or chatzos to say shachris? But we learn mitzvasi manetzachama kadeshius makulu l'tfila. You're supposed to say kriyashma right before netzachama so that you could do smichas kulu l'tfila v'nimtza mispal b'yom, and then you'll daven right away at netzachama and will be perfect timing. So don't you see from there that tfila is not supposed to be 4 hours or 6 hours into the day? It's supposed to be right away at netzachama. Answers Gemara kitanya hila vasikin. No, that's only for people who like to do things especially well with the mitzvah min amuvchar to daven kivasikin. But if you don't daven kivasikin, then you have 4 hours or 6 hours into the day. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan taught us vasikin or yigomer nosayim en neitzacham. The vasikin would finish kriyashma right at neitzacham so that they could start shmon esrei right then. Now the Gemara says, now we're asking in the other direction. Before we were asking, do you really have that late until 4 hours until chatzos? Now we're asking, is that all? You only have until Chatzos and not more than that. Vam Rav Mari Bereder Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yirmiya Baraba Am Rabbi Yochanan Ta'av Los Bal Arvis Mispal B'Shachris Shtayim. If a person misses Mariv, he davens a double Shachris in order to make up for the Mariv. It's what we call Tfilas Tashlumin. Shachris Mispal B'Mincha Shtayim. If he misses Shachris, he davens a double Mincha. Kula Yoma Matzli V'Azil. He can daven mincha all day, he can daven shachris all day long. So, I'm sorry, this is already the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's question was, how can you say that you're only allowed to daven shachris until Dalet Shaos or until Chatzos? Don't you see over here that even if you miss shachris, just say an extra Shemon Esrei at mincha, and that makes up for shachris. So apparently you could say shachris all day long. Answers the Gemara, no. Kuli yom ha-matzi vazel. Yeah, you could daven all day long. But ad Chatzos yavle yischar tefila bizmana. If you daven before Chatzos, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dalet Shaos, you get the actual mitzvah of tefillah bezmana. Mikan ve'eloch schar tefillah yavile, schar tefillah bezmana lo yavile. But after that, you do get schar tefillah, but you do not get schar tefillah bezmana. So the main point over here to summarize this is that there are three distinct time periods for shachris. At neitz is kivasikin. If you daven at neitz achama, that's kivasikin. Before 4 or 6 hours into the day, depending on what you hold like, you get schar of tefillah bezmana. And if you daven the rest of the day, later in the day, you get schar tefila, but not tefila bezmana. Ibailu, tavelos bal mincha maushes bal arvis beis. If a person misses mincha, can he daven a double mariv? Imtim soma tavelos bal arvis mispal shachris beis. If you're going to say that if you miss mariv, you daven a double shachris, that's mishum dechad yomahu. That's because really it's all one day. Because the shachris connects to the previous night's mariv in the Jewish calendar. The day starts at night. But maybe it's different when you miss a mincha. But maybe when the day is gone and you're already talking about the next day, so the opportunity for the karban, which is represented by the tefillah, is over. Odil, more the flip side is, kivin the tzulus rachmi v'kalei mastabayim matzavazil. Since davening is about asking rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you could do that at any time. It's always appropriate to ask for rachamim from Hashem. It's never avar zman or batal kabano. There's never a time where it becomes inappropriate. So Tashma Alek Marcellus bring a raya. Damar Avunabar Yudam Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Tavlo Spal Mincha Mispal Arvis Shtayim. If a person misses mincha, you do daven a double mar. Vein b'zeh mishum davar yom batal kabano. And that is not considered a violation of davar yom batal kabano. Meis vei ma'os l'yuchalis, mu'uvas l'yuchaliskon, v'chasun l'yuchalihimanos. What's an example of a mistake that can never be corrected? Mu'uvas l'yuchaliskon zeh shabat l'kriyash mashalavis v'kriyash mashal shachris, o tfila shalavis o tfila shal shachris, o mu'uvas l'yuchaliskon of someone who misses kriyashma or davening. So right there is our question, that how can we say that you could always make up davening by doing a tefillas tashlumin? Apparently that's something that's incorrectible. And then we just quote the rest of the drasha v'chesun l'yichalimanos zeshen chaver l'dvar mitzvah lo nimneimahim. A missed opportunity is an example when chaver gets together to do a mitzvah and you don't join them in the mitzvah. But bottom line is, we do see that you cannot make up for a missed davening. Answers Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Hachem Ha'eskinan, Shebatal b'mezid. Now over here we're talking about where you're mevatel b'mezid. That's when you can't make it up. There's no tefillas tashlumin if you purposely miss the davening. Amar Avashi dekanami diktani batel velo ktani ta'a. Shmamina. And the raya is, it says batal, doesn't say ta'a. Ta'a would mean you accidentally missed a tefillah. Batal means you purposely missed a tefillah. So the main point over here is that if you miss mincha, you can daven a double mariv, even though it's another day. Even though by mariv time it's already another day. Now we finally get to the amud that we're supposed to be doing. Tanu Rabbanan. If you miss mincha on Erev Shabbos, you could daven a double Shmona Esrei on Friday night, Mariv. If you miss mincha on Shabbos, you know, one of those short winter afternoons, and you go, you lie down to take a nap at 3 o'clock, and mincha's at 4, and the next thing you know, you wake up and it's already 5:30, and Shabbos is already over. So now you go and you daven a double mariv. Both Shmona Esreis are the weekday Shmona Esrei. Mavdil b'rishon avein mavdil b'shnia. You say havdala in the first of the two Shmona Esreis, not in the second one. The reason in the first one is because the first one is your tefilas mariv, and the second one is the makeup for mincha. V'im hivdil b'shnia v'lo hivdil b'rishona. And if you said havdala in the second one, not the first one, shnia alsalo rishona lo alsalo. The second one counts. The first one does not count. So says Mar Lememra, the given to Avdu Bekamaisa, commanded Tzali Davi Ma'adrinanai. Do you mean to say that since you didn't say Havdalah in the first one, it's as if you didn't daven at all and you have to repeat Shmona Esrei? Urim Minhu, I'll ask you, Stira, Tov Lo Hiskir Gvoros Gesham B'tchias HaMesim, U'She'ila B'Birchas HaShanim. If you forgot Masha V'Rach Mar Degashem, or you forgot the Saint Talumatar, Machzirin also, gotta repeat Shmona Esrei for that. But Havdalah b'chonein adas ein machzirin oso m'nishiyachol amra lakos. If you forget atochan antanu, you do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because you could just say Havdalah later with the kos and with the besamim and with the ner, the regular Havdalah you say at home. So bottom line is, don't we see from there that if you miss atochan antanu, it's no big deal? So how come we're saying that if you flipped around which Shmona Esrei to say atochan antanu in, since you didn't say it in the first one counts for nothing? So kasha, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Main point number one, if you miss a weekday Shmona Esrei, you daven two on Shabbos, and vice versa. And the first one is always the Tfilas Chova, and the second one is the Tfilas Tashlumin. Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Amar, Tfilas Avos Tiknum, the Tfilas were instituted by the Avos. Rabbi Shoban Levi Amar, Tfilas Kneged Tmidim Tiknum. Note, the Tfilas correspond to the Karbanos Tamid. We have a raya to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Shoben Levi. We have a raya from another brisa that goes like Rabbi Shoben Levi. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The brisa that follows Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says as follows: Avram tikin tefilas shachris. Avram was masakin shachris. Nemar vayashkem Avram bevoker al makom asher amad sham. Vein amida el tefila. Amida means tefilas. Nemar vayamot pinchas veyfalo. Yitzchak tikin tefilas mincha. Yitzchak was one that was masakin mincha. Nemar vayetzi Yitzchak lasuach besaduf noserev. Vein sicha. Ela tvila, and lasuach means tvila. How do I know lasuach means tvila? Shemar tvila ani kiatov l'vnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Yaakov tikin tvilas arvis. Yaakov was misakin mariv. How do I know? Shemar vayivka b'makom vayolin sham. That Yaakov was pogeya the place and he slept there. Vein pegia l'tvila. Pegia means tvila. Shemar v'atal tispal ba'adam hazeh v'al tisa ba'adam rino utvila v'al tifgabi. When Hashem says don't daven, he's saying don't tifgabi. So you see clearly that pigia is tefila. V'tanya kavasi, the Rabbi Shulman Levi of a brisa that says like Rabbi Shulman Levi as well, that it's connected to korbanos. V'preimam, the tefillos of shachar and chatzos. Why does tefillos, why can you say shachar still chatzos? Shari tamid shel shachar karav aleichat chatzos. Because the carbon tamid shel shachar could be brought until chatzos. Rabbi Domer adabra shos, and why does Rabbi Yehuda say till 4 hours a day? Shari tamid shel shachar karav aleichat adabra shos. Because he thinks the carbon tamid can only be brought till 4 hours of the day. So it's all about the carbon tamid. And why is it that you only have till shkia for mincha? Because that's when the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im was brought. Rabbi Yudomer ad plaga mincha. Shari Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im karav alecha ad plaga mincha. And Rabbi Yudah says you have until plaga mincha to daven mincha, because he thought that was the deadline for the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Umre ma'am retvila saravein lakeva. And why is it that you could daven marav all night long? Because Marv corresponds to the limbs of the day's korbanos being burnt on the Mizbeach at night, and that happens all night long. And why is it that you could daven Musaf all day long? Because korban Musaf was brought all day long. Rabbi Yudah says, no, you only can say Musaf until 7 hours into the day, because he held that the korban Musaf was only until 7 hours into the day. The Ezohi Mincha Gedola. When is what the time period that we would call Mincha Gedola? Actually, before we get to that, main point number two, we have Machlokas, whether the Tfilos relate to the Avos or to the Karbanos. Musaf seems to prove that everyone must say it relates to the Karbanos in some way or another, because there's no Av, there's no fourth Av for Musaf. So Musaf seems to prove that it relates to the Karbanos in some way or another, and we're going to see that in the Gemara in a moment. Vezui Mincha Gedola. What is Mincha Gedola? Mishei Shos Mechza L'mayla. Mincha Gedola is called from 6.5 hours into the day, a half hour after Chatzos Hayom. Vezui Mincha Ketana. When is Mincha Ketana? Mitesha Shos Mechza L'mayla. 9.5 hours into the day, 3.5 hours after Chatzos. So Yibayluhu. Rabbi Yehuda Plag Mincha Kama Kamar or Plag Mincha Achrona Kamar. When Rabbi Yehuda talks about Plaga Mincha, it means halfway between the starting point and the end point. Does he mean halfway between Mincha Gedola and Shkia? Or does he mean halfway between Mincha Ketana and Shkia? So Tashma, we have a raya. Titania Brisa says, Rabbi Domer Plag Mincha Achrona. Rabbi Yehuda says Plag Mincha means halfway between 9.5 hours into the day and 12 hours into the day, which would be 10.75 hours into the day. Plag Mincha Achrona Amru. And that's 10.75 hours into the day. Isn't this a tiyufta on Rabbi Yosef Chanina? Because he thinks that the tefillos are all about the avos, and over here we have musaf that's not about the avos at all. Rabbi Yosef Chanina would respond, really, the avos were misak in the tefillos. And the rabbanon just made an asmachta to associate it with korbanos. Because otherwise, who was Mesakin Tfilos Musaf according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? El Tfilos Avos Tiknum Vasmuchinu Rabbanan Akarbanos. Now Tfilos clearly were instituted by the Avos, but the Rabbanan just made an Asmachta related to the Karbanos, that they associated the Tfilos with the different Karbanos. Okay, we'll stop there at the two dots, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up next time with Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos.